Lincoln Kennedy is going to kick off our coverage. The anchor of Super Bowl 37, a three-time Pro Bowler for the Silver and Black. And we got some action out here today.
Some action. It's looking good. What better place than Napa? Great weather. Football's in the air. It's that time of year again, JT.
I'm excited we could start with Lincoln because you've been very active with the team from the day after the draft, being around, obviously, as the sideline reporter for the Raiders on the radio side. I want to start off first with the energy around here. All the alumni coming back, that's still an important bedrock of what the Raiders do.
That's right, JT. Along with our Military Appreciation Day, we have what we call Alumni Day. And this is the first of this kind, JT. We're able to bring back guys from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000 era to come back and support this team and celebrate. And they're scattered around the field today, probably about 65, 70 guys. It's a great tribute to Mark Davis, the Oakland Raider tradition and staff, as well as Mo Bradshaw, who really helped put this thing together.
Yeah, Mo does a great job. We're going to talk to Raymond Chester next. Also, John Ritchie will join us. We're excited to talk to James Lofton, the Hall of Famer, who's coming up here in about 10 or 15 minutes. Let's jump right back into your expertise, the offensive line. Mike Tice is here, a former head coach. I saw you talking to him during practice. Talk about what he brings to the Silver and Black.
Well, JT, my biggest question to Coach Tice was, how do you juggle today's standards, the excellent play in the NFL, with the rules that are in place? Mm-hmm. I've always believed as an offensive lineman, in order for you to hone your skills, you have to make contact with other people in pads. Well, the pad practices are limited. So how do you do your job effectively? And Coach Tice helped me understand some of the things they're doing out here with the sleds, some of the things they're doing to just taper back, not wear guys out, and, of course, protect their shoulders. But really impressed with this offensive line. I think they've got potential to be good. And you know, in order for it to be successful, it starts up front with the horses. You got to have those guys on the same page at all the time.
I love what he does, what Lincoln does during the radio broadcast. Once they decided to open up your microphone and you could see those plays develop,
yes.
What differences do you see with this roster compared to what we saw last year? Obviously, Rodney Hudson coming in.
Certainly.
He was paid big-time money, obviously, calling those defenses. He's got to have a big year.
Well, last year, I think the Raiders went out and made a conscious effort. They spent money on Howard. They brought in players to try to make this thing fit with Donald Penn and everything else. But the one intangible that they didn't expect or plan on was the fact that Menelik Watson was inconsistent with injuries and play. In order for this team to be effective, I think the offensive line has got to learn how to play together. In order for them to play together, everyone has to be healthy. There are going to be times where you're not 100%. And you know, you remember back in my days of playing, I always showed you that there's some pains that are going to creep up.
Yeah.
You have to find a way to overlook. And so in order to me, in my opinion, in order for this team to truly be effective, number 71, Menelik Watson, has got to be there every single play.
And you've been saying that because you believe if you're consistent at one position, you're not worried about playing two or three positions on the offensive line. That was a big issue last year. It doesn't seem like coming into camp that that's going to be a problem this year.
From what I've seen and what Coach Tice told me, we've got two starting offensive lines, and I like the way the variation we did. I know that Khalif Martin has been the utility player for this team, and that's good to have in your arsenal because you'll probably take eight guys on the regular season roster. You have those utility guys that can play multiple positions. But the last thing you want any of your offensive linemen to do is having to think too much when they're on the field. And because of the injuries and the inconsistent play last year, I felt that towards the end of the year especially, our offensive line, whomever it was out there, were thinking far more than playing.
You were one of the first guys to talk to Amari Cooper after he was drafted. Give me your first impression of him. And seeing him today, you have to see him up close to see how he runs routes and how much bigger he is than when he was at Alabama. He was a big force at Alabama, and he comes in here and he already looks like a veteran.
You're right, JT. When I had a first opportunity to talk to Amari Cooper, people had told me that he's very shy, a little reclusive, give him a little time to open up. And during that conversation that I had with him, JT, I just related, hey, you know, I was a first-round draft choice. I know what you're going through. All this stuff is overwhelming. Just take it in stride. And when I asked, I was able to get him to open up the most when I asked him about his mother. Who was the biggest influence in your life to get you the position? You know how it is. As people in the media, you got to find that in to get guys to relax, or you're going to get the same standard cliche answers. After that point, he was far more relaxed. A lot easier going. And now seeing him, this matches up to what everything we heard from him out of Alabama. His play speaks far more words than he ever does.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Lincoln, expectations this year because I'm based in Vegas. They put up a number there. But you look at the schedule, and it seems like it's very important for the Raiders to jump on this schedule early.
Certainly.
Cincinnati and Baltimore.
Certainly.
The Chicago trip's a big one out on the road, but the importance to start fast in training camp, but especially jump on that roster early, get them ready to play that home opener.
No doubt about it. I mean, you're going to come out the gates against, I think it should be a pretty feisty Cincinnati team. And as you mentioned, there are games that should be winnable, but because the Raiders have struggled in years past, even those winnable games seem to be a struggle. So now, where do we go from here? I expect this team to be better. But more importantly, I expect to build upon the foundation that has been started last year with the draft class that played so heavily on the football last year, and also show some new faces. I want to see how Amari Cooper and Derek Carr gel. I want to see what they can do with the running game. I want to see this offensive line come together. There's a lot of questions, but as you and I both know, this time of year, doesn't matter who you're a fan of, there's an optimism in the air.
Personally for you, how much do you love this gig on the sidelines? As a former player, I love hearing you on the broadcast and
Thanks, the fact
that you have that open mic and can jump in and you see plays as they develop and are able to jump in there and tell Greg Poppin, Coach Flores.
Well, you know, I often say I aspired to be like you, buddy. I wanted to be on as a big man as JT the Brick is. But I love it because you're in the ambiance. You're in the it's different than up in the press box. It's certainly up there. You know, you could be up there if you have to, but I like being on the field. I like being around the guys. I like seeing those little small mannerisms that you can't necessarily see from the press box. Guys lining up, guys' footwork, guys talking in the huddle, reading people's lips, trying to get that up close. So I'm really enjoying it.
One last thing quickly. I know how important tonight is. Mark Davis bringing the alumni together.
Yes.
And especially your class of guys. John Ritchie is going to join us later. We're going to pay tribute to Ken Stabler throughout the year and especially talk about him tonight. But the fact that your era of guys feel comfortable coming back here, that's got to mean a lot to you.
Mo Bradshaw and I had many conversations where we thought it would be best if the families crossed the generation gaps, if you will. The fact that a lot of times these teams are separated by decades, a lot of guys that played with me didn't know the great Raymond Chester, didn't know a lot of the guys that are often around the program. And we thought that was a service to the family of the Raiders in the silver and black. So part of having alumni day the way this is right now and what's going to be going on all through the day was sort of to cross those bridges, get these guys around one another, power around one another, and bring us closer together. It's long overdue, but I'm glad it's happening.
This is Raiders Training Camp Live. Coming up next, Raymond Chester right here at Raiders.com.